Okay. PLTH or whatever about women. And the gender issue and all of that. I mean, honestly, I don't understand some of that gender debate or whatever, if it's still going on. I never really did. Well, when I was young, there was, of course, the women's rights movement and all of that. Which, of course, we guys also agreed on. I mean, at least me and my friends, because of course the women should have equal rights and equal salaries for the same jobs and all of that. But then some of them, which we used to joke about, okay? They took it a couple of steps further than that. And it became a bit crazy. Hating men or trying to be men. Kind of... Well, I can understand it. If we are as good as men, we should do, be able to do everything men do, as good as men do. But we men can't do everything women do, as good as women do. And we don't even feel a need to do that, most of us. I mean, of course, there are those who are on the spectrum there in between. I mean, I know women who are more men than a few men I know. I mean, we are what we are. And if you ask me, that's really what I say, that let's just be the way we are and be allowed to be accepted that way, unless, of course, we hurt others. Behave badly. But the problem appears when people try to be something that they really don't naturally fit to be. You can hurt others because you may be working and acting and having positions that you are not very good at, but then of course you have to be accepted in that anyway, because Otherwise, if anyone dares to say anything about that, then they are chauvinists or whatever. And that's how things become a bit weird sometimes. And I would say the same, you know, with everything. Immigrants. Yes. I mean, of course we are all, again, the way we are. Some are from this country, some from that country, some this way of looking or that way of looking at culture, this culture. It's just the way it is, and I think that is great. I mean, differences, and we learn from each other. But then they come up because, and I would say that is pretty much a kind of a, just the other side of the same coin. I wouldn't say the racist coin, but the biases and the yeah, the kind of I'm better than you, we white ones are better than you other ones, which is, as we can see from the activities of the white people in the white people countries of Europe and across the ocean, by their activities today, they are obviously thinking themselves superior to the dark ones, the brown ones, or the ones of different civilizations and cultures who are not so slick as we are. So, I mean, there's a whole thing going on down there, right? But what I wanted to say, talk about here was that another reaction, of course, comes. The pendulum swings a little too extreme on the other, in the other direction. And I'm just using these examples, women and people who are different from me. Me who is in charge and me who is whatever. A normal one or a real one where I'm a man and women are strange. But I don't think many men think so. So now I'm jumping here, but so then on different job positions, they make this, I would say, pretty, can become very strange rules that there should be this quota percentage that are immigrants, percentage that are women, even if it's a pretty typical man job. Soldiers, jobs which really require a big, strong, powerful physical body, or requires this or that specific nature or qualification or whatever. And then it becomes a bit chaotic in the society, right? So anyway, I started talking about women. And it's kind of funny because when I do now, some would maybe disturb because I'm speaking now, I will speak now about the differences between men and women. And of course many speak about that. But you know, and of course there are, except I'm generalizing. Yes, yes, I am. But it seems to me, you know, when I walk around and I see men and I see women and I know men and I know women, that women are more life-centered, so to speak, and men are more tech-centered. And women often make things beautiful around themselves and including themselves. And there are flowers at home and plants and this and that and beautiful furniture, and that's part of why men need women. What used to be, get yourself a woman, she will take care of the home. And yes, then she will get children. And you know, while the men are running around with their cool technical projects or whatever, or sports competitions and this and that competition, who is the strongest, who's got the biggest, and so on. And can drift off into some pretty not to say linear way of thinking and acting. Women have intuition, they can feel and experience and pick up subtle things. So in many ways, I would say, women are superior to men in that way, and not in the competitive look what I can do and you can't. But I remember when I was a child, I saw the ladies. We used to hang out with relatives, families, a lot, and the women. Of course, then it wasn't the old-fashioned style. Let's get together, and the women stand in the kitchen cooking and fixing up the everything nicely, and the men sit there and play cards and drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and talk nonsense, which of course women are good at too. But and anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this, it's just a hunch, so enough before someone shoots me.